Welcome to the Endless Daily Podcast. This is episode 980. Why I'm now using the term emotional health versus mental health. I think emotional health is more relatable for each and every one of us. I think we all work on our mental health. I think a lot of the stuff that we look at day in and day out, we do see where we emotionally react to things. We see when our emotions are being strained. We see actually all the positive emotions, you know, when we're feeling energetic, when we're feeling happy. Like, we all, I think, can identify emotional health seems to be more accepted as an us term. Like, that includes everybody. That includes me, right? Us as individuals. And when we're saying mental health, because of some of the stigma, oh, mental health, that's them. That's not me. I don't need to work on my mental health. But the truth of the matter is we all need to work on whatever you want to call this stuff, which I like to talk a lot of it about as how we are, you know, connected with who we are and really being able to accept where we are right now in life and what's gotten us here and where we'd like to go and all that stuff. I think if we look at, we can use emotional health as, again, a more, it's more of a, we're going to say an inclusive term, maybe it is. But yeah, that's, I've made the switch in a lot of my content. I still use some of the mental health hashtags, especially the men's mental health stuff, men's mental health awareness, because again, it's something that needs to be talked about. But I think, again, emotional health is a much more, inclusive topic, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. So, let me know. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon. Hey there. I think it's time for a new outro, right? We got a new outro wrapping up the year here, 2023. Here's the thing. This podcast is designed to help you think, to help you work through things, and to help really embrace who you are. And if you're getting value from this, which by this point, I mean, you've listened to at least one full episode. Maybe you've listened to a lot of episodes. I need you to do two things for me. I need you to share this episode with someone you think it would benefit. Put it in your stories, you know, Instagram, TikTok, wherever it is you are on social media. You know, because sometimes when we talk about this stuff, sharing it one-on-one, people might be like, why'd you think of me? So just share it publicly. It's all good. Do that. The other thing, wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast, most of you guys are listening on Spotify or Apple, please rate and review. Spotify makes it super easy. Like, there's just that star rating and 5 stars, always appreciated. Always appreciated. And Apple makes it, they got a similar rating system. It's been around forever, but it's kind of challenging sometimes. But if you will give me a 5-star rating on Apple and leave a review, that would mean a lot as well. As always, I want to hear from you. My Linktree is in the show notes. So Linktree and just my name, Daryl Perry. Or you can always head to my website and you can get all the ways to contact me there, whether that's social media, whether it's email, text, all that's there. So that's darylperry.com. So that's darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.